John Hudson works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Juneau, but at the moment he is standing in the middle of a creek in Sitka's Stargavin Valley. He's teaching a group of bystanders how to capture aquatic invertebrates, bugs that live in the water.
Okay, so you're going to get your socks wet, but here's how it works. You just use your feet to kick up the substrate, all the insects that live on the gravel, and then the spaces between the gravel will be dislodged into the current of the water, and then the current will take it right into your D-frame net.
So he calls it the benthic dance.
Someone hum a tune to help me out here? No? Okay. Kick it up. Stir up that benthic zone really good.
This continues for some time.
And then after a few minutes, shake your net, rinse out all the fine sediment, get it out of there so we can see the bugs better. And then you'll deposit your sample, and as you can see, we have a small...
He overturns the net into a shallow pan full of creek water. At first, it looks like powdery mud, but then parts of it start to move.
Ah, I see Amelitis. So we have one species, folks.
The first find of the day. Definitely not the last, though. And Hudson, by the way, is really into bugs. He knows about their tiniest features, from a macho little stonefly called a Swelza.
They have hairy chests. That's if you look at them under
Swelza?
A microscope, and that's
really?
How you can tell the genus.
Oh, that's funny.
So you flip them over, and it's actually their armpits.
Really?
Where their legs attach to their body, their thorax, there are all these black hairs. So it's like
to the predaceous diving beetle, which attaches an air bubble to itself so that it can breathe underwater.
Oh, it's so fun to watch them fight that. It's like trying to go underwater with a life jacket on. It's difficult. But they use their forelegs to hold on, their front legs to hold on to debris and stuff.
Kind of kick it around.
Once they reach the bottom.
Those are just a few of the things Hudson is able to recite without thinking twice. But he says connecting people to that information in a way that goes beyond weird bug facts is really important.
So many people stand next to the edge of a stream and don't realize the amount of life there is down there and how important it is to them personally, you know.
For example, among the species collected from the creek were hundreds of juvenile fish, including Dolly Varden and little tiny coho salmon.
Well, those coho, of course, spend a lot of their time in the ocean, depending on the productivity out there, but they spend a couple years in these little streams that often go unnoticed. And it's the health of these watersheds and the forests next to them that really drive the productivity of the streams for these coho.
So the healthier the stream, the more diverse menu of bugs inside it. More bugs means better nourishment for the coho, means more fish for the ocean, means more money for the local economy, or more fish for your table. Hudson says building that connection is a huge part of BioBlitz.
It's simply connecting people to nature, getting them off their couches and outside to take part in the natural world and see what's out there living and appreciate biodiversity because it's so important for all of us.
Well, this is the perfect intersection between hard science and citizen science, really.
Scott Harris is the Watershed Program Coordinator for the Sitka Conservation Society. He's one of the organizers of the BioBlitz, and he's also a participant.
I just did the forest insects, and I'm going to go do aquatic insects out at Swan Lake.
He agrees with Hudson that the event is great as a way to connect the public with science that grows, eats, sleeps, breathes, and swims all around them.
And also as a long-term indicator of the biodiversity of the area. You know, we hope to do this maybe every 2 years or so for eternity, and just to keep track of literally the numbers of species and the diversity of species we have here through time.
So what are those numbers? Well, there were 120 different species of aquatic invertebrates, 212 insects, 110 kinds of fungi, more than 45 birds, 14 types of fish, 70 mosses, well upward of 200 plants, 31 marine algae and marine plants, and 15 different kinds of mammals. And yes, mammals includes humans, some 230 of whom participated in some part of the 24-hour BioBlitz. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.